Welcome back to WSHIT's Late Late Night News. It's news you can use before you booze. I'm Sandy Bridges. And before we sign off this evening, the entire WSHIT Late Late Night News crews wanted to wish a very happy birthday to former Crabapple mayoral candidate, Crabapple Middle School art teacher, and township collectible plate historian, Jenny. Jenny, of course, failed to get more than 1% of the vote in last year's race for Crabapple mayor and has been accused by multiple middle school students of growing hallucinogenic hydroponic mushrooms in the clay kiln. However, she has always been a friend to this reporter and to the larger WSHIT family, mainly because she grows really, really fantastic shrooms. As a special tribute to Jenny, we ask Crabapple favorites and house band for the Trace Enchiladas Cantina, local cover band Nirvana Enchilada, to play a tune in honor of her birthday and this turn around the sun. So without any further adoes, here's Nirvana Enchilada covering About a Girl, live from Trace Enchiladas. Well, that does it here for us at Late Late Night News. More WSHIT's coverage of local Crabapple news after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
What's that, Frankie? I can't hear you.
Exclusively for them, what they're about, how they're about, their image.
How they're about.
Their image.
I want to know how about.
Yeah.
Frankie.
Yeah. Frankie. So far, you have convinced no one to buy in on this business. I'm holding out hope that you'll get to a point.
Will they work you inside? Won't.
Yeah, could you go inside and show us what's going on in there? Or is this just some random tattoo shop that you've decided to stand in front of?
Now, I've revolutionized the tattoo industry.
You've revolutionized the tattoo industry.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to the commercial break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? I want to start off the show right away. I want to kick it off. I want to say a very happy birthday to one of our super listeners, Jenny. Now, Jenny is a young lady who's been calling and texting us for a long time. She is a hardcore listener of the show. She is close to my heart. She is super sweet. And she sent us a gift, like a crocheted something or other that I'm going to share with you next week because we didn't get it in the mail in time. But it is her birthday today as you're listening to this.
Happy birthday,
and I just
Jenny.
Wanted to say happy birthday to Jenny. She truly is one of those ride or die fans that I say fans. It sounds like such a sycophant. I hate that fucking term.
Yeah.
If you saw me in the grocery store, you would pass by me. I would look like a middle-aged white man who was... had too many children. That's what I would look like. I'm not anything. I'm just a guy, right? So she's one of those listeners who's just really good to us, constantly communicating, constantly saying something about the show. A lot of people, and on that back, I think Jenny might have been one of these people, but on the backs of that, a lot of people said their condolences to Rachel over Zena, the cat,
yes.
Who was put down, and how heartbreaking that must have been. Our listeners are really fucking cool.
They are.
They really, really are. And I love them to death, and Jenny is one of them that is close to my heart, and I've spoken with a lot on the phone directly. So, Jenny... happy 21st birthday again and again and again to you, my friend.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday to you. I hope it is everything that you want it to be and more. I hope you and your husband get a little time away from the kids so you can do the dude and get it out. Shake it out, Jenny. Shake it out today.
This is your birthday song. It's not too long.
I don't know that one. This is your birthday song. It's not too long. Boom. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I loved when I made a happy birthday song to Jeff one time.
Yes. No, you did more of like a meditation. It was like a happy birthday meditation.
No, I did a happy birthday song and I did a happy birthday meditation. I've done a couple of things on his birthday, but that meditation.
That was amazing.
What was it?
It was like, look into Uranus.
Look into Uranus.
And your third eye chakra. It was all, we've got it somewhere. Yes, it's so funny.
Yeah, that's something.
We played it over and Jeff and I played it over and over again. We were laughing.
Oh, something about your anus chakra. Yes, that's right. If anybody knows about anus chakras, it's Jeff. Let's just put it that way. He's my friend in pegs. We're pegging together, Jeff.
That's
pegging
right.
together. There's this guy that I started following on Instagram because, of course, I did. And he is called, he's like, Pegging with Kevin or something. It's all about his journey to come out as a pegger.
Like,
a lot of guys are into this. Mm-hmm. It's very fashionable online. At least in my version of online, my algorithm, to talk about pegging and how wonderful it is and how lovely it is. And listen, I'm sure it is. There's a lot of nerve endings in the anus.
Yes.
And that in your little taint area. So no complaints about your taints. You can tickle that and it makes you feel good. And there's a lot of scientific research that backs this up. That
did you not see any of this in your tantra workshops?
Oh, I did. Not only did I hear about it, I saw about it.
That's what I'm thinking.
But I left before I smelled about it. I was like, I'm out of here. I'll see you later. No, thanks. Yeah, we learned a lot about this. There really is an energy center down there.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think, and I think science probably would back this up in some way, shape, or form, that at some point early on in the zygote process, you either have a wing-wang or you have an in-wang, right? Mm-hmm. A wing-wang or an in-wang, one of those two things. But the nerve endings end up somewhere in between. Mm-hmm. So women end up with a clitoris, men end up with nerve endings on the end of their penis, and those nerve endings can go all the way down through Uranus. So, you know, listen.
More power to you.
You want to do a little space exploration into Uranus?
Power to the peg.
That's right. Power to the peggers. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Hey, good for you. Not my thing. Not my thing. I have had my doorbell rung by doctors. And one time by a young lady, it wasn't something I expected and wasn't something I cared for. But that doesn't mean that it's not for everyone. It's just not for me. Might be for somebody else. It's just,
Your doctor wasn't trying to pleasure you. So
I don't know. I'm not so convinced about that doctor.
Okay.
I mean, listen, maybe he was not trying to pleasure me, but it's a weird sensation to get your doorbell rung. Mm-hmm. It really is. And apparently, because I know this from my tantra workshops, is that some people can get their doorbell rung and instantly ejaculate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're pressing a magic button for a jizz fountain. And you just stick your finger in there, find the right spot, wingy, wingy, wangy, and out comes ejaculate.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. And someone did a demonstration. Yeah.
They used to have that show, too, on like HBO or something, where they were showing a lot of like sex workshop type stuff.
Yeah, it was called Real Sex.
Real Sex
on HBO.
Yeah,
Real Sex ran for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was enthralled as a 20-year-old that I could learn some lessons and see some titties.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible. It was great. And then they had the Bunny Ranch.
They did.
Welcome to the Ranch or Welcome to the Bunny House or whatever it was. And one of those girls now is suing the estate of the guy who owned the Bunny Ranch. He died back a couple of years ago. But right before he died, a lot of those women came out and said that not all was well. And she's suing HBO and the estate, saying that HBO made it look like some free frolicking romp where everyone was having, kind of made it comical almost.
Right. Everybody was having
a good time. And it's great here. And we love it here. And we love this guy. And apparently behind closed doors, it was not.
Mm-hmm.
But I never was under the impression it was. I mean, listen, I was also never under the impression that the Ozzy Osbourne house, that all was well there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But with some funny music, it makes it seem comical because that's what they do. They just edit it that way. And so, but anyway, back to it. Listen, pegging is a thing. Guys are into it. They're coming out. They're saying, I'm a pegger. I like to get pegged. And this guy, Pegging with Kevin, whatever his name is, Pegging with Kevin, was so excited the other day. he was going to get pegged. His wife had found a friend, and he was going to get double pegged.
Oh.
And so they were meeting at the Chili's to have a chilarita. Yeah, a double bubble fart burger and and some chili queso, a blue, an awesome blossom to celebrate the double pegging that Kevin was going to get.
Okay.
He's really excited. And he's got more likes than we do on any of our posts. Mm-hmm. Because Kevin's in a niche. There's riches in the niches, bitches. You see what I'm saying? If you can find something. So, I mean, I don't know. What do I come out as? I say, you know, I don't know. There's got to be some. I don't have any kinks. That's the thing. Is that I'm adventurous, mm-hmm. but I'm pretty milk toast when it comes to kinks.
Mm.
Like, I don't have any specific sexual kinks. I'm not interested in getting dominated, not my thing. I'm not interested in dominating, not my thing. A little loose tying up, I could go for that.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy lingerie, you want to get dressed up every once in a while? I could go for that. You want to get adventurous and try a new position, do it outdoors, leave the windows just a little bit open? I can get into all that. You want to mutually masturbate, get in the shower, go in the jacuzzi, you know, I'll finger you in the ocean, whatever. Cool. But I just don't have any, like, real kinks. Like, I don't like to get my dick kicked by heels, which is a thing that's out there. I don't like to autoerotic asphyxiation.
We're going to have to find you something.
I need a kink.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like at my age, I should have a kink. Something that's really weird that if people knew about me, they would be like, cream and cereal is not a kink. It's just not. You know what I'm saying? So I need something else so I can feel a little edgy. I feel like my personality is a little edgy. It's a little edgy. I talk about anything. I'll say anything. You might not want to bring me to a party. I probably would not do great at your country club. I'm kind of edgy in general. But when it comes to the bedroom, I'm just like, I don't know. You know.
Well, let's think about this.
We should think about
it. Yeah, I think I'm going to go on a little research mission.
Yeah, Tina would be good at that, actually.
Tina would.
Tina's a kink. Kinkophile.
Yeah, she is. She's in touch.
Yeah, she's in touch with us.
She's got her fingers on the pulse.
She has her fingers on the bell. She's ringing it. She's probably wild. Tina's got lots of kink. She's like a kinkophile. Mm-hmm. She knows about it. She's interested in it. She researches it. I'm not claiming she does it. I'm just saying she knows about
that. Oh, yeah, she does.
Yeah, because, I mean, she's been on the show before. We had a whole episode one time where she just talked about sexual fetishes. And
perfect. Let's get Tina on the job.
Tina on the job and then Tina on the show to tell us all about
exactly.
it. Give me, I need the listeners and Tina. This is probably a good project for everybody. A little homework for the TCB audience here. Brian needs a kink.
Mm-hmm.
So find me a kink. Find me a kink. Text it in. You know, I don't want any sexually explicit photographs from you or anybody. I have a wife. This is very interesting. I'm going to piggy front on something.
I'm wearing the shirt, too.
Oh, you are? Oh, look at you. I'm wearing your piggy fronting shirt. Look at that. I need a kink. Text it in and let me know what you think my kink should be, because I'll be interested in it. Maybe I'll give it a try and I'll report back on whether or not that's something I enjoy.
I love this idea.
But I say don't text any sexually explicit photographs or any kind of messages that may be misinterpreted, because first of all, we want to keep it all above board here on the commercial break, not looking to go to jail anytime soon. If you're a teenager or you're under the age of 18, you're out of this game instantaneously. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a few out there who listen to the show. But the other day, I come home, as I always do from my Starbucks, and I put it into my TCB cup, and I put the cup we had like this thing in the sink that will wash out the cups. We'll turn them upside down on this little drying rack so that we can put them in the recycling bin. So Astrid came to me the other day, and I kind of dismissed this at first, but then I realized how I might have misinterpreted this also. She comes and she says, "Who at Starbucks is flirting with you on your cup?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" And she said, "Somebody's writing little love notes on your cup." And I didn't even know that I had a note on my... Honestly, I've been going to Starbucks for so long, and they write on every single cup that I don't pay attention to it anymore.
No, it's a new initiative within Starbucks.
Astrid didn't believe me.
Yeah, but it is.
You must write something on mm-hmm. the cup.
Yes.
Period, end of sentence. That's what the manager told me. Everybody must write something on the cup. And whether it's a smiley face, a heart, a sunshine, your
name... A little saying. Yeah.
It must happen, because it increases engagement mm-hmm. and someone's willingness to come back if they think they got a sweet little note from somebody, or a cute little saying, or have a nice day. But this note was, I hope your day is as wonderful as you are.
Aw.
Now, I don't know who made the cup of coffee, because there's at times there are 10 people working back there, and my coffee is often made before I even get it rung up. They just know me up there.
Yeah.
They see me pull in, they start making the cup. You know, there's some there's some good employees over there, and they're getting ready for Brian to come in the door. And so they just make the cup of coffee. I can't tell you how many times this happens. I go to the end of the counter, it's already there for me. I don't know who made the cup of coffee. I don't know. And I'm not interested in anybody in Starbucks. I got mine. I'm okay. Ask me and Astrid. I like that. I'm not going to go anywhere.
No.
But Astrid kind of made a few jokes over the course of a day. And then at the end of the day, she takes a cup out of the recycling and she goes, see? And I read the message and that's what it said. And so I was like, oh, whatever, you know, blah, 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 blah. Then I get to bed and I'm laying there and I'm thinking to myself, and Astrid's sleeping, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I could see how that might be bothersome. I could see how that might be. That's a little much for the Starbucks cup. Do you know what I'm saying? You might want to pull it back just a little bit. Like, have a wonderful day. Cool. I hope your day is as wonderful as you are. Kind of indicates that we know each other on some level that is not just.
I can see that. But I'm also wondering, too, and maybe you can investigate this or ask about it. But I'm also wondering, too, if they're, that they just, you know, at the beginning of the shift,
them?
Yes, somebody's pre-writing them and then you just fill in the name.
So I don't know. I think that must happen in some occasions, right? Especially the cold cups where there's a whole stack of them and you can just, you know, write them when you're doing your thing, a little heart, little sunshine, whatever. But so today I walk in there and I see that my cup of coffee is not made. It's a little busy in there. And the manager's ringing me up and I know her very well. And I say, please don't write anything on my cup. She goes, have to write something on your cup. I said, I know you have to, but don't. And she goes, why? And I said, just for today. And today only, just don't write anything on the cup, okay? Tell them not to write anything on the cup.
I'm sure Astrid wasn't too worried.
No, I don't think, I don't want anybody to think that she was like jealous of the people at Starbucks. That's not Astrid's personality type. But, you know, you see something like that and you're like, who the fuck is up there writing little notes to my husband?
You are up there a lot.
I am up there all the time. Once a day, I'm up there. Usually for no longer than 5 or 10 minutes, unless my coffee boyfriend is there. And then I might stay an extra couple of
That's right.
Months.
How is he?
He's good. I haven't seen him in a while. We were
He's building the pool, which probably is getting
it's full
rained
now.
Out.
Yeah. Well, it's either rained out or it's rained in and he's got it full.
Depending on where the construction
that's
was.
That's right. I think it was pretty much finished. I saw a picture of it. But yeah, I think he's doing good. We're going to meet up there tomorrow. We were supposed to meet today. It just didn't happen. So we'll meet tomorrow. I'll give you an update next week on exactly what's going on. All right. For Jenny's birthday, I have been saving something very special for Jenny. Frankie B has a new video, had a new video for a couple of weeks, a new video regarding his brand new entrepreneurial venture.
Oh, he's got a new biz.
He's got a brand new biz. This is going to blow your balls off. You want your bell rung? Here's the time. Frankie B.
No more salon suite?
Well, it's kind of adjunct salon suite. You'll find out. But for Jenny and for Jenny only, I saved this video just for her. Happy birthday. When we get back, brand new Frankie B. Everybody's been waiting.
Oh,
everybody's
so
been
excited.
Wondering. Everybody's been wanting. Frankie B is back, baby. He's better than he's older than ever. All right. So are we all, though. So.
Yes.
All right. Happy birthday, Jenny. We'll be back.
You make this rather snappy, won't you? I have some really heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.
Hi, cats and kittens. Rachel here. Do you ever get the urge to speak endlessly into the void, like Brian? Well, I've got just the place for you to do that. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Feel free to call and yell all you want. Tell Brian I need a raise. Compliment Chrissy's innate ability to put up with all his shenanigans. Or tell us a little story. The juicier, the better, by the way. We'd love to hear your voice, because Lord knows we're done listening to ourselves. Also, give us a follow on your favorite socials. At The Commercial Break on Insta, TCB Podcast on TikTok. And for those of you who like to watch... Oh, that came out wrong. We put all the episodes out on video. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. And TCBPodcast.com for all the info on the show. Your free sticker, or just to see how pretty we look. Okay, I gotta go now. I've got a date. With my dog. No, seriously, Axel needs food. Today is pork chop day.
All right, we're back. It's Jenny's birthday, and we're all very excited because Frankie B has found a new, I would call it like I said, adjunct business opportunity for all of us. And when Frankie B has a business opportunity, listen up. It's the one you want to avoid. He is, of course, the creator, the original creator of the Salon Suite.
Yeah, the inventor.
The inventor of the Salon Suite, which is,
not
in
true.
Case you didn't know, is not true, but in case you wanted to know what a Salon Suite is, there's one on every corner of every neighborhood in every state in America, probably the world, which is a hair salon where the person who does your hair, the stylist, rents the chair from the salon, otherwise known as Salon Suite. Well, I have four Salon Suites within earshot of my house, and I'm 99% sure Frankie owns none of them. But he says he's the creator. He started doing this way back in the early 2000s, and I'm also 99% sure that my mom was going to a Salon Suite in 1972.
Like the 70s, yeah,
I mean, come on. It's so stupid. Such a stupid claim. But anyway, he's back. He's got a new business opportunity. I have watched very little of this because I want first take, first reaction.
Okay.
For our dear listener, Jenny, whose birthday it happens to be today. Let's all say
he's
happy birthday.
He's out in the natural light.
He's in somewhere in the greater Chicagoland area. He's got that tan. Look at that neck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that neck. You could make car seats out of that neck. You could make a saddle out of that neck. All right, here we go. He looks old. He really does look like he's getting old.
Ladies and gentlemen, businessmen and
women. Oh, wait, I got to turn that up. We can't hear that at all. Hold on.
He looks a little puffy, too. Gosh, I mean, I guess maybe because he's in the new relationship, he's just trying new things. Because if you remember, the last time we saw what he was cooking up was not his usual healthy fare.
No.
Of boiled eggs and avocado.
Yeah,
or whatever
he was making like oxtail ragu or something. It looked disgusting. He's like, look at that oil. Look at all that sludge on top of my ragu. Just like mom used to make. Just like mom used to make.
He did say that.
Yeah. But yeah, here he is, tight blue shirt, looking kind of faded, a little bit old, but hey, listen, we're all getting old. Maybe he decided to stop injecting himself with all his own products.
Yeah.
And he's getting a little puffy.
He still looks, you know, muscular.
Listen, Frankie, probably in his day, was a very handsome guy. Mm-hmm. He's still a good looking older gentleman. Yeah. I do have to say that. If I end up looking like Frankie at 70 years old, I'm not going to complain.
Ladies and gentlemen, businessmen and women and entrepreneurs, let me introduce myself. My name is Frank Bernardo. I'm the president and CEO of House of Salon, Salon Suite, and House of Ink Tattoo Suite franchising. I'm going to be your single number one.
I'm Frankie B. from House of Salon, Salon Suites, Inc. Incorporated, Tattoo Inc. Incorporated, Salon Suites, Law Offices and Franchise Opportunities, Inc. LLC.
It does say law offices.
It does say law offices.
Next to the tattoo place.
That's where he got his divorce.
Oh, God. Go-to source for any of your passive income franchising needs.
Yeah, because there's nothing says passive income like a landlord. I mean, honestly, I love these opportunities like this Grant Cardone and all these other shitheads that tell you that being a fractional landlord will be a great opportunity for you. Being a landlord.
Mailbox money.
It's not mailbox money. You will end up losing money, and it will be a pain in the fucking ass.
Here today to introduce you to a brand new concept in the suite industry.
It's tattoos. It's brand new.
I thought them up.
Yeah, I made it up. By the way, this also been going on for a very long time. I have a friend who owns a tattoo shop, and this is how, and I've had two tattoo artist friends. They rent the chair. That's what they do.
Now, we're all very familiar with the Salon Suite industry. We all know what a fantastic, you know, business franchise that is, and I do offer that. But today, we're talking about tattoo suites, and this is a brand new...
Oh, my God.
As the traffic is blowing by right there.
Oh, my God. That's fucking insane. Hi, I'm Frankie B. from Salon Suites Incorporated. Today we're here to talk about a great business opportunity. You don't even know how hard it is. Can you hear me? Hello? Frank, dude. Go inside the building.
Concept, because until today, tattoo suites never existed. Now...
Until today.
Are you from the future? Are you from the past? Are you from 1992? This has been working like this forever, yeah. Frankie. This is how it works.
Until today.
Here's a news flash for you in case you didn't know. Your taxi cab driver also rents the taxi cab. Jesus Christ.
Right behind me.
The trucker rents the truck.
Yeah. Is your standard tattoo shop. And every tattoo artist that is working in this shop right here, they are contractors. They're contractors working in an open floor plan. They're
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
That is how I have seen it in
until
the past.
Today, there were walls in tattoo shops. I broke them all down. We're in an open floor plan.
Contractors working with no privacy for themselves or their clients.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase
that. Yeah, so he's putting up walls.
That's right, Chrissy. I put up walls. Put up walls. Oh, I bet you did.
Contractors.
That is not true. I mean, I specifically have been to one where there were partitions, at least.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. I've been to ones with rooms.
Yes.
Sometimes they don't have doors on them because I think that's to keep everybody safe in the situation. But
yeah.
Under the hours of operation of the owner of that building. And they're contractors that have to.
I bet this tattoo shop just loves having the Frankie out front driving away all his business.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So he said they have to work under the hours of operation.
Do you know what the hours of operation of a tattoo shop are? They're 24. Yeah. 24 hours. That's the operation of a tattoo shop. I've never known a tattoo shop that's open from 9 to 5, Frankie. Right. Come on, man.
Give 50% of their hard-earned money to the house as rent. Well, now all of this changes.
Ooh.
I have just developed.
Frankie! I am revolutionizing the way that tattoo artists work around. Wait, I'm not? What? That already exists? God damn it. I guess I'll go back to my ragu.
Just like I developed the Salon Suite concept 26 years ago, I developed.
You did not. You did not stop. You sound like an idiot saying that, Frankie. You really do. You sound like an idiot. I love you, man, but
yeah.
No one believes this.
Same concept, but only for tattoo professionals. Now, right away, everybody gets alarmed. Tattoo, evil. No.
Evil, Satan, heroin, pornography.
Meanwhile, every person below the age of 30 that I know right now has tattoos. I mean, it's...
Everyone except for me in my life has a tattoo. I think some of my children have tattoos.
I know. I don't have one either. I could never decide on what I wanted
forever. No, it has nothing to do with not liking tattoos. I love tattoos.
Me too.
I've seen a lot of tattoos that I like.
Oh, my God. In a parallel life, I have sleeves.
In a parallel life, I am Machine Gun Kelly. I've tattooed myself black. But the only tattoo I ever really came close to getting was my ex-wife's name.
Oh,
on my shoulder.
You dodged a bullet there.
Thank God I didn't.
Yeah. Wait, I have to comment too on, because, in the past we've seen Frankie, he's had a bunch of jewelry on.
Yeah.
Necklaces, rings, bracelets. He's lost that.
Well, he probably turned his arms green. Probably turned his neck red or something.
It's not that way. All right. Tattoo artists, they need a space for themselves. So now I have just developed individual, fully.
They need a space to do their murdering in private.
Their evil things.
Their drugs.
Furnished tattoo suites for the tattoo artists. And not only them. Let's broaden this horizon a little bit. There's microbladers. There's permanent makeup.
There's masseuses?
I know. So much.
Yeah, Frankie. It seems like Frankie woke up this morning and had this brilliant idea that his Salon Suite concept could be taken out to many different types of services. Yes. And they already all do it, Frankie.
One, any professional that does ink, we now have their own building designed.
There's like breaks.
Yeah. Yeah, boy.
I get ass.
What's that, Frankie? I can't hear you.
Exclusively for them. What they're about. How they're about. their image.
How they're about.
Their image.
I want to know how about.
Yeah.
Frankie. Things.
Yeah. Frankie. So far, you have convinced no one to buy in on this business. I'm holding out hope that you'll get to a point.
Well, they were he's inside.
Won't. Yeah, could you go inside and show us what's going on in there, or is this just some random tattoo shop
that you've
decided to stand in front of?
Now I've revolutionized the tattoo industry.
You've revolutionized the tattoo industry. I would love to cut.
I love his confidence.
Kevin, please cut this up into a clip so that we can distribute this far and wide on Instagram and get a tattoo artist's opinion about what Frankie is saying.
This is the very first. If you're looking for a passive income investment with absolutely no competition.
There's no competition in the tattoo industry. Oh my God. He really has never Googled anything in his life.
No.
I mean, he never once thought to Google whether or not the tattoo industry already had a rent-for model going on in the business. Because I guarantee it's like every third shop.
Yeah.
You look at my tattoos.
Beep, beep.
Hey, Frankie! Hey, fuck are you, Frankie? You attack my tattoo shop! Stop revolutionizing everything! We already did it! Fuck you! I'm revolutionizing the car sales industry today! Before, used car salesmen had to come in on this lot in an open floor plan and try and sell cars! Well, I've built walls around every single used car! So now used car salesmen can get the privacy they deserve. When you think of used car salespeople, you think, murderers. But nope, they're murderers with walls. If you're looking for a passive income opportunity, think about the
used. With no competition.
With no competition, it's the car salesman salon suite.
Buildings.
Oh, whoa. Here we go.
That, by the way, is a rendering.
Boom.
Yeah. That is an AI rendering of what it might look like.
Like there's a moose head on the wall.
He's got moose heads. He's just showing us a rendering with a purple couch. This is IKEA. You know, you go to IKEA's website and you can place furniture in
yes,
a room. He's using the IKEA website to build this, by the way. Yeah, that doesn't exist in real life. That's just a rendering. It's a pretty rendering. I'll give him that.
It is.
Yeah. If it actually ended up looking like that.
He's got skulls.
Yeah.
On those shelves.
By the way, that's the most... why do you have skulls? So
evil.
Evil.
He's got skulls and a little motorcycle.
I know. Look at him. He's so cliche. By the way, this is the most expensive tattoo shop ever built.
Yeah.
If this really exists.
Well, you know what it looks like? There used to be the show on, and it's probably still on, but Inked.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know, any of those shows. Was that the Dave Navarro one? Anyways, there were all those. And they would do the same thing. He's got screens up in them, like a TV screen.
Yeah, so that they could see.
So you could
see
kinda,
what you're getting inked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lounge directory. Lounge directory.
A directory.
There's three rooms in there. You need a directory. Lounge directory.
Okay.
I can just see a tattoo artist right now going... Didn't ever thought about the lounge directory. We need one of those. Interior suites. Wow. Mm-hmm. That looks like my dentist's
office. It does. It looks like a dentist's doctor.
It does. With a brand new MacBook Studio in there, like a Mac Studio, the $5,000 computer.
Got some atrium, the greenery.
That's what I'm looking for in my tattoo shop. It's an atrium.
But does it have an atrium?
It doesn't even exist. But if it did, why would it need an atrium? Break rooms, restrooms, you two can pee.
Oh.
Consulting lounge. Ooh.
It's just a table with some chairs.
Sweet exteriors. Ooh. Innovative, innovating design. It's innovative design, not innovating design. Frankie's taking it to the next level. He's innovating design.
He's revolutionizing.
He's revolutionizing the whole time.
He's got pendant lights.
Oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
As you can clearly,
a great segue out of the music there.
Yeah.
See, I have just revolutionized the tattoo industry.
We can clearly see, we can clearly hear.
Yeah, we can hear all the cars in the background. He literally pulled up to this poor guy's tattoo salon and is standing in front of it talking about how he has revolutionized the tattoo industry. Meanwhile, this guy, if obviously the tattoo shop, is it open? No, I don't think the open sign is on, actually.
Just like I revolutionized the salon suite industry 26 years ago, I'm fully expecting these tattoo suites to blow up across America just how the salon suite industry did 26 years ago.
Frankie, how many of these do you own? You're living in your daughter's apartment.
Right.
How many of these could you possibly own?
And also, he didn't just show us a picture of one he actually has built.
No.
It was just a draw.
It's a rendering. Anybody can do a rendering. You realize that, Frankie. Anybody could do this. There is no patentable, no copyrightable, no, there's nothing here that's proprietary. I could go rent out a space tomorrow, spend $2 million to fit it out, you know, to put the fit on it, and then essentially rent it to tattoo artists. Or do you think a microblader has the enough money to rent out of a $1 million building? No, they don't. That's why you tend to find them in smaller spaces. And that's why they pay 50% to the person who owns the business. You want to know why? Because that's the economics of the business. It's hard to pay a lot of rent money when you're living tattoo to tattoo or microblade to microblade. That's not an easy job. You know, there are some tattoo artists that I'm sure make millions of dollars a year. But that's the exception and not the rule. Mm-hmm. They are artists. Artists live and die and eat and starve by the art that they make. And they're not going to pay you $50,000 a month to be in the innovating design of the salon suite tattoo parlors.
6 years ago. And best of all, there's no competition. Do you currently...
Until everybody hears this. And says, this has been around for 30 years, Frankie.
We own salon suites. Are you looking to expand your portfolio? Maybe you're in an area where you can't expand in salon suites anymore. Maybe the area is
saturated.
Salon suites.
Yeah, with everybody else who's doing it. Because everybody else does it.
Expand your portfolio with tattoo suites. A tattoo artist is not going to want to put 40 to 50% more money in their pocket, have their own fully furnished suite.
How are they going to put 40 to 50% in their new pocket? Because they're going to have to pay you now instead of the tattoo shop owner, who likely is a person in the tattoo industry, who is an artist, who has cut their teeth on bringing customers and bad tattoos and good tattoos and finely honed their art. Or you can have this beefcake nut job be your boss. Who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want that? All right, let's take a break.
This is amazing.
Yeah, I know it is. Every video better than the last. We'll get back to Frankie. Give us a second. We'll be back.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
A quick check of ChatTCB asking who created this salon suites concept. Ron Sturgeon is largely credited with popularizing the concept of national franchise scale. Then there's also My Salon Suites, founded by the McAllisters in Louisiana. There's also a third. there's also Gene and Jason Rivera, opened the Phoenix brand and brought the concept to a wider franchise market. Nowhere, and I mean nowhere, is Frank Bernardo mentioned in this. So let's also see, is there something similar for the tattoo industry? I can guarantee there is.
And I can guarantee those people you just mentioned started it back before 26 years ago.
Yes. Yes, private suite or booth style rental concepts have begun to emerge in the tattoo industry. And yeah, there's lots of people credited with doing this ahead of time. Sorry, Frankie, you have not revolutionized the industry, but it's funny. Let's keep on watching.
They can brand it on however they want. Now, the corridors of the building.
They can brand it on
however they want, Chrissy. On however they want. Proper English, please.
You saw the renderings up, okay? That stays the same. Those designs.
How are you going to brand it if everything has to stay the same? I don't get it.
Designs cater to the tattoo artists. They're gorgeous, they're sexy, but they're a little bit edgy, and that's what
they've got
the
skulls in them.
We have skulls, we have motorcycles, we have crossbones. There's a pirate ship.
Tattoo artists need tattoo artists. Because of the lack of places for them to open up their business, they're infiltrating into salon suite buildings.
They're infiltrating? Mm-hmm. Are they really? There's a big problem with this, Frankie. How is there a lack of places for tattoo artists to open up their business? I think a lot of tattoo artists, God bless them, probably do the work from home, you know? And I don't know if that's legal or not. And I know a lot of them do it in a sanitized, you know,
they're on every corner.
They're on every corner here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got one within walking distance. Yes. I live in the burbs.
Tattoo artists don't want to work in a salon suite building. That's a building set up for the beauty professional, not the tattoo artist. And the beauty professionals that are in those buildings, they don't want tattoo artists in there.
Snobs. All them snobs.
What is he saying, though, that he didn't want to mix them in the same suite?
No, he's saying they're infiltrating the suites, his salon suites, essentially.
Oh,
I think this is a big problem, okay. Chrissy. I can imagine the tens of thousands of salon suites that he owns, because he started it, of course. Mm-hmm. There are tattoo artists that are just, I don't know, coming in, setting up shop on a random Tuesday, infiltrating.
Into the beauty business?
Yes, into the beauty business. Mm-hmm. They can't take it anymore.
Separate professionals. They need their own space. Tattoo artists, they want that building with a little bit of an edge because that's what they got. But after looking...
That's what they got.
Viewing the renderings of my building, very classy, very sexy. I even have touchscreens.
I even find myself to be very classy and sexy. I have touchscreens.
On the outside of each one of their suites, where anyone walking in the building can see what the tattoo artist, what they can't perform.
What they can't perform? What are you talking about, Frankie?
They have every luxury at their fingertips. Beautiful waiting areas. They got a break room. They have a consulting area.
They got a place to pee and poop. Both of them, which isn't something all my salon suites offer.
Within the building that they could consult their clients if they want to get out of their suites. They've got everything.
Oh, how lucky they must be to walk from one room to a table right outside that one room.
Lobby.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get some fresh air.
At their fingertips. If you're looking for a franchise, a passive income franchise, I've got it for you.
Okay. Passive income. It sounds...
Just pay to build a building and that's all you do.
Yeah, this sounds about as passive as pegging, Frankie. I'm sorry, but it does.
You may be an older couple. You may be an older man. You may be an older woman. You know, you're into your retirement.
Yeah, that's what I need to be. That's what I need when I'm 80.
years. And you know what? You have to lose money. All right. Do you want to lose that money? Or when I say lose, you know, I mean put money into a franchise. Do you want to put that into a franchise where you got to work that business every day of your life? You got to hire employees. You got to fire employees. You know, if you open up.
Well, it doesn't just run itself.
Yeah, I Frankie. Mean, it doesn't. Frankie. Who's going to maintain it?
There's a manager of some sort that you will have to hire in order for you not to be the one managing it.
And therefore, you're going to lose money. And if you're putting 40 to 50% of the 40 to 50% they were already paying somebody back into their pockets, I did the math, and I'm pretty sure 50% minus 50% is 0%. So how are you going to afford the manager? What's going to happen when something happens to the building? Somebody gets rowdy.
Yeah.
There, something happens inside the building.
What about the air bill?
Oh, my God.
I mean, the utilities.
What about it? Oh, it all takes care of itself, Chrissy. Don't worry about it. I've revolutionized the way you forget to pay your bills.
Food place. You got to worry about food prep. You got to worry about ordering.
Food prep?
Food prep.
Where did that come in?
I think he's talking about other franchise opportunities.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't imagine Mr. and Mrs. Smith at 75 years old is looking to get into Chick-fil-A business, Frankie.
You got to worry about customers. Is that what you want in your golden years? Or
also,
do you...
yes, that a franchise will have to, and because I worked with franchises before back in the advertising days, the franchise is responsible for the marketing.
Of course.
And advertising.
Yes.
Of their building.
Are you going to market and advertise their building? No, you're not, because that's not the kind of franchise you offer. You tell someone to give you a bunch of money and you'll help them find a place where they can open up their own salon suites.
On a franchise, that is going to make you passive income money every night. And the only thing you have to do is open a rent check.
Open a rent check? What?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either, but I like it. I want to open a rent check tomorrow.
Cannot think of a better passive income.
The rent.
The rent. Oh, the
rent
check.
That they're
oh, got you.
Franchise, then House of Ink Tattoo Suite Franchise.
House of Ink. Did you get help with that, Frankie? Did you go to chat DCB for that?
I'm pretty sure that name's taken, too.
Yeah.
I see. No competition. You're going to be the only show in town.
Zero.
Are you watching this in California, New York, Florida? Can you just imagine how many buildings you can open up? Can you imagine how fast they're going to fill? Can you imagine how you're going to be able to?
Wow, he is a magical salesperson.
He really is. He's very confident,
yes,
too.
Yes, without any statistics whatsoever to back himself up. He believes that every one of these is just going to sell out instantaneously.
Yeah, and that's why he's not already going to the people that own his other salon suites. He's going to just YouTube. And just putting out a video.
And that's also...
cars driving.
That's right. That's also why Frankie himself hasn't already opened 50,000 of these to make himself independently wealthy.
And your portfolio? Well, your opportunity is here right now. I've got my website flashing on the screen.
Flashing on the screen.
House of Salon
Franchising.net. He's got that very, very hard to get .net.
And if you missed this, just go to the description box right below this.
The description box.
Video. I'm going to have all my contact information here. You are going to have to learn and get more educated in this business. My website will help you, and then you are going to have a boatload of questions.
I thought we just paid you the money, and it ran itself.
Yeah. Why do I have to get more educated? I thought you said all I have to do is open up a rent check.
But guess what? I'm a phone call or I'm an email away. It's that
email away.
Easy. It doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt to get information. If this is getting your interest, then I've got your interest.
With the car going by.
I would love to say something funny, but it says itself. I don't even know what else I can top that with. It's just too good.
Take the next step. It just might be the absolute best move of your life. My name is Frank Bernardo, president, House of Salon, Salon Suite, and House of Ink. Tattoo Suite Franchising on just what might be the absolute best move of your life. Ladies and gentlemen.
As he moves very close to the camera, I know. Turn it off.
He's got to let you know he's the president of four different businesses that currently make no money.
It just might, though.
It just might. Might be the best move of your life. Probably not, but it might be. I'm not saying for sure. I'm saying it's highly likely it won't be. Oh, my God.
Oh, Frank.
Happy birthday to you, Jenny. I just gave you the best opportunity of your life.
That's right.
What might be the best opportunity of your life.
Wow.
Jenny and her husband running to the phone right now. Call Frankie and get educated. Get educated. You're going to have a ton of questions. Oh, every time something like this happens, I want to pick up the phone and pretend I'm an interested buyer so that I can record it and hear him spiel some more. But, you know, we're okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch into real life and waste his time.
Yeah, let's admire from afar.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've just decided.
Admire his work.
A hands-off approach is best. Yeah, we don't want to mess with the order of things, so to speak.
We don't want to fly too close to the sun.
No, I don't want to change the trajectory of the universal fate of Frankie B. You keep the videos coming. I'll keep talking about them. It's likely most of your traffic comes from our show. I'm sorry about that. All right. 212-433-3TCB. 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We take them all right there on that phone line. Be one of the people who contact us. So many new people have contacted us.
Just fantastic.
It's like the phone is going crazy, and I love it. Thank you so much. We'll get back to you. It might take us a few days, but we'll get back to you. Jump in the conversation. If you want to be a part of a future taping of the commercial break, one of two ways. If you're in the Atlanta area, let us know on that phone line. Or if you'd like to see us on Twitch or Kick, let us know. And it's likely we're going to do that sometime in mid or late July. Also, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you get your free TCB sticker. Go to the Contact Us button. Tell us you want one. Give us your address. We'll send one off. Add the commercial break on Instagram. Please, please follow us. So many of you have over the last couple of days. And youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for all the episodes on video. Same day they air here on the audio. Okay, Chrissy, it's all I can do for now.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
And I love you.
Best to you. Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye. Left.